Mindshift to a Better Place, written by Elizabeth Venzin and the Mindshift Foundation, and read by Petra Yared. Mindfulness is a useful tool that goes with well-being. Time seems to go so fast, what with work, relationships, and life in general pushing you forward. When you're mindful, you slow down and live in the moment. Mindfulness can help you gain control over your thoughts, and when you have control over your thoughts, you can better generate change within your body. You can ease your body into rest and give it a chance to restore itself. Mindfulness can also help you deal with your problems, make better decisions, improve your concentration, manage stress, increase brain function, slow down panic reactions, encourage reasoning and practical thinking, give your self-worth time to flourish. Being mindful asks you to take your time, to not rush, and to believe that you're worth taking the time for. In being mindful, you give your self-worth every chance it needs to grow with protection from your mind. It's like saying to yourself, "It's okay, just slow down, relax, and be present in this moment." Envisage your future. The reason well-being and mindfulness matter when it comes to your self-worth is because when you decide to take action to improve your life, making the decision to be well is actually a mindful one. In committing to well-being, you're already engaging in mindful behaviour. You're giving yourself permission to commit to yourself and make your life more manageable. If you're working on your self-worth, there's a good chance that you're not 100% happy with your life and are planning for a future that potentially has less stress and a healthier life with better outcomes than you're experiencing right now. Every decision you make on your self-worth journey engages with the true principles of both well-being and mindfulness, which is based on your awareness of what you need and your willingness to take action. Think about what you want for your life and let the true person you are, under all your fears and insecurities, emerge from within. Consider writing down what your future might look like if you choose to work on your self-worth. Will it be better? It should. Mistakes on the road to success. It's not necessarily going to be an easy road if you commit to working on a better future for yourself. Finding good health can often present challenges that you just can't foresee. Mistakes may happen, and that's okay. A mistake is a learning experience. It may feel as if your self-worth takes a hit when you make a mistake, but if you learn from it, you'll rarely make the same mistake again. You might consider that a growth mindset. In learning from the mistake, your understanding grows and you add to your pool of knowledge. Ignoring mistakes does not help you grow, especially if you repeat them. Novelist Paulo Coelho famously wrote, "When you repeat a mistake, it is not a mistake anymore, it is a decision." This goes back to mindfulness and giving yourself the time and space to make good choices for yourself. However, mistakes do happen, even to those who try to learn from them. Here are a few that you might make unintentionally on your journey to change.